KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for Thursday, the 6th day of September. A San Andreas man was arrested on a number of charges, including firearms, drugs, and child endangerment yesterday. According to the Calaveras Sheriff's Office, the marijuana enforcement team served a search warrant on Leonard Road in San Andreas, where deputies located and seized 187 marijuana plants, 82 pounds of processed marijuana, and evidence of marijuana sales and shipping. Additionally, an illegal high-capacity magazine as well as firearms were seized. Calaveras County Code Compliance was also contacted due to unsafe and substandard conditions. Child Protective Services was called for a 17-year-old found at the residence, and two large dogs were removed by Calaveras County Animal Services. Nicholas Prezielli was arrested and booked into the Calaveras County Jail on $100,000 bail. His charges include felony child endangerment, maintaining a place for the purpose of unlawfully selling, giving away, or using any controlled substance, marijuana cultivation and sales, and possession of a high-capacity magazine.
Well, the Calaveras County Sheriff Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant for an illegal marijuana grow in the area of Spring Hill Ranch Road in rural Angels Camp recently. Now, the area was discovered to have 1,361 marijuana plants in various stages of growth. The majority were immature, which was likely a second planting of the outdoor marijuana season. Now, there were 15 grow areas complete with watering infrastructure with a combined potential to produce 20,000-plus marijuana plants. Now, the mature plants were wilted as if they had not been tended to in days. Investigators believe the area had been used for marijuana cultivation in the past for several years, as determined by layered trash in the area. Investigators also found several environmental violations, including stream alteration, trash, rodent poisons, and pesticides near a waterway. No suspects were located during the search.
Also in the news today, the boil water notice in Sheep Ranch was lifted yesterday afternoon. CCWD completed state-mandated water testing, and the results came back negative for harmful bacteria, so the water is safe to drink and customers were allowed to resume normal use. The notice was issued to customers in Sheep Ranch on Saturday due to a mainline water leak that drained the CCWD's Sheep Ranch water supply tank.
Well, San Andreas CHP and Amador CHP came out with Labor Day max enforcement statistics following Labor Day weekend. Now, between 6 p.m. Friday night, 11:59 p.m. Monday night, that's what PM means, San Andreas CHP handled 7 traffic collisions, 3 involving a DUI driver. During the holiday period, they wrote a total of 48 citations. Now, Amador County CHP over the weekend handled 2 DUI arrests and handled 64 tickets. The tickets were a combination of speeding, driving left of the solid double yellow, driving on a suspended driver's license or not having a driver's license, and mechanical violations. For more information, call the Amador County CHP at 223-4890.
And Amador County Tax Collector Mike Ryan is notifying taxpayers that property tax postponement applications are now available through the California State Comptroller's Office. California's program allows homeowners who are seniors, blind, or have a disability the ability to postpone payment of property taxes on their primary residence. Homeowners must also meet income needs, equity needs, and other requirements as well. In the 2017-18 tax year, California homeowners were able to postpone nearly $2.9 million in residential property taxes. Funding for the program is limited, and applications will be processed in the order they're received, beginning on October 1st. For more details, contact the Tax Collector's Office.
And Dignity Health, hosting the 20th Annual Fall Family Health Fair, September 29th, 7 to noon at the Mark Twain Medical Center in San Andreas. Now, why should you go? Well, you can get a blood draw analysis, only $45, adult flu shots, a bone density test, dozens of community health groups will be in attendance, and much more. There's free admission to the Dignity Health Fall Family Health Fair. More information is available, 754-2564, or online at marktwainmedicalcenter.org.
And want to visit the past and experience what it's like to live in Sutter Creek during the Gold Rush times? Well, in celebration of Sutter Creek's historic legacy, the Sutter Creek Community Benefit Foundation is hosting the second annual Sutter Creek Heritage Days. The event will include activities such as gold panning, riding on authentic stage coaches, listening to historians talk about Sutter Creek, visiting historical sites, and a whole lot more. The event takes place in Sutter Creek on the weekend of September 22nd and 23rd from 10 to 4 both days. For more info, visit SCCBF, as in Sutter Creek Community Benefit Foundation, sccbf.org.
And beginning square dance classes start tonight. That's right, folks. Tonight is the night. Classes with popular and nationally known caller Kip Garvey begin this evening. Learn to square dance in 12 weeks with the Jackson Claim Jumpers. Now, modern square dancing will surprise you. You'll have the opportunity to dance to a wide variety of music. No dance experience or special clothing necessary. Classes are held again on Thursdays, starting tonight, 6:30 to 7:45 at the Amador Senior Center here in Jackson. For more information, visit jacksonclaimjumpers.com or call 245-6221.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy. Reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.